You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know that high school is, you know, off season. We talked about it before, combines. We talked about all the camps that are going on. Pretty soon spring, you got 7-on-7s. But this 2024 class, the rising seniors, not only good in the state of Florida, but nationally as well. John Santucci, part of the USA Today Network, covers the state of Florida. He's at everything, coming off of a well-deserved vacation. He is kind enough to join us. John, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, how we doing?
Good. It's been busy. I know that you've been busy. I mean, you're coming off of vacation, but before that, it was around the clock. You come off of National Signing Day, and now you got to turn your attention to a very impressive class of 2024. Kids who are in the top level of the state are nationally rated as well. Talk about some of those kids. I mean, we know about the Jeremiah Smiths from Chaminade Madonna and his teammate Josiah Trader. Some of the other guys that, you know, perhaps a lot of people may not have heard yet, but certainly that are making some news in the offseason.
Yeah, you mentioned the Jeremiah Smith kid. He's pretty good. you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, first of all, I want to say this. I honestly thought there was going to be a bit of a drop off because 2023, I thought, was about as stacked a class as I've seen in a long time, primarily because you have guys that, at least on my list, were in the 200s in the state that were getting Power 5 offers and signing with Power 5 schools. That's not normal. No. But I thought there'd be a drop-off. I'm not sure anymore that there will be. And, you know, you said we you and I saw each other at a combine in Orlando a couple weeks ago. And you know, for me, I'm looking at guys that I don't know a lot about, right? I mean, everybody knows Jeremiah Smith, JoJo Trader, TJ Capers. Everybody knows those guys, right? Mekhi Danzy out of Florida High, running back, speedster, might win a couple gold medals in track this year. Really like him, running back out of Florida High last year. They were in the state championship game. He's got a teammate, Ashton Hampton, a defensive back that I think a lot of people are sleeping on. I really like him. One guy that really popped out to me in Orlando a couple weeks ago is, I'm going to butcher his last name, Sean, I'm going to say Cebolano, out of Clearwater Academy internationally, just picked up Ohio State offer about a week and a half ago. But here's a guy who you look at him and you might write him off a little bit because he's right around 6 foot and you go, well, maybe, you know, he probably doesn't meet that height requirement that colleges are looking for. Explosive first step, gets in the backfield, love his attitude, really tough kid. Showed he can rush the passer, not just a run stuffer at that camp. So I like him a lot. I love LaWayne McCoy out of Miami Central. You know, I don't know. I just did my podcast a couple weeks ago. We were talking about, you know, when you go to these combines, what do you look for? And one of the things that I love is the gauntlet drill, the wide receiver gauntlet drill. I want to see, can a guy run at full speed or pretty close to it, staying on that line and catching every ball with his hands, you know, not letting it get into his body. I'm not sure that he ever stepped off the 40-yard line or whatever yard line they were running it on. And he's running at full speed. And when he made that cut, it just popped. I mean, my notes literally were his name and then a couple stars and the word wow. You know, just phenomenal job by him. I'm a big Ja'Cory Barney fan out of Miami Palmetto. Speedy safety there. I think Benjamin's loaded this year with Ricky Knight and Chauncey Bowens, who a lot of people should know about, the running back. He's committed to Florida. I think Florida's going to have a tough time keeping him because Georgia's really, really hot on him. Kai Bates out of Edgewater is a defensive back that I really like. He'll play a lot of wide receiver too, but I think he's a DB at the next level. And man, the Norland defensive line twins, the Lumen twins, man, they were phenomenal at that camp. Just
No doubt.
Again, explosive first step, great spin move, ability to get in the backfield basically at will. I actually felt a little bad for the linemen that had to try to go up against them. So and they both said that that wasn't a very good combine for them. So I'd hate to see what a good one is. but those were some of the guys that popped. But again, I want to, you know, everybody knows the top 25, top 30 kids.
Sure.
They've been on our radar for 3 or 4 years. So I'm trying to see the guys that might be a little lower right now, but guys that certainly are in that Power 5 category. So,
yeah, no doubt. John Santucci joins us, part of the USA Today Network. And a good, you know, here's a guy who last couple years really made a name for himself. And now he has gone from Daytona Beach mainland down to Homestead. And that's James Randall, a wide receiver. Even though he's gotten a lot of the publicity, a lot of people don't know of him. And, you know, and this kid is a four-star type of player, a big-time guy that, you know, I was there his sophomore year when we were at a USF 7-on-7, and immediately after, Jeff Scott offered him and said, hey, wait a minute, you know, talk about somebody like that, because even though they're a top 20 player, they don't get the pub that some of the other guys get.
Well, let me say this about James Randall, just to give you a roundabout way of explaining how talented and how good I think he is and other people think he is. Philip Davis from Lake Wales made his name, and he ended up signing with, I believe, Michigan State in the February signing day. I don't think Philip Davis was on enough people's radar before, but he blanketed James Randall in the red zone in the first half of the state championship game against Mainland. I think he comes away with two picks, should have had three. He ends up signing with Michigan State. I'm telling you, if he's on just about anybody else, I don't know how many people are paying attention to that. You know, yes, it's a nice performance in a big game. James Randall, though, is an alpha, right? He's a guy, you know, I remember watching him as a sophomore, and he was just a man among boys, you know. Everything he does looks smooth. Everything he does is efficient. You know, he has good speed. He's got a long stride. He can go up and get it. He's a legit number one receiver. And so, you know, that's a huge get for Homestead that, you know, his situation was that it was that he ends up, you know, moving from Mainland because Mainland thinks it's going to be right back and maybe will be, but that's going to hurt them a lot. Not having a player of his caliber.
I agree. Before we let you go, probably one of the best offensive backfields from a running back standpoint in the country could be St. Thomas Aquinas, Jordan Lyle, Stacy Gage, who, as we said, was at IMG, was at Wharton, I believe, and now he's in South Florida. Talk about those two as being a 1-2 punch.
Well, here's how good they are, and you and I had this conversation on the phone earlier today. You know, when you're debating who's got the better skill group between Chaminade and Aquinas, the fact that there's another school in the same conversation with Chaminade considering that skill group they had last year and the one they have returning is so impressive. I love Jordan Lyle. I saw him last year a couple times. You and I were both saying that he's a guy that you look at him, you know, last August, and I think maybe he had 8 offers or something like that and not a bunch of Power 5s. And his play certainly indicated that this is a guy who should have a ton of Power 5 offers. I love his balance. That's honestly one of the things that stands out to me. For a big guy, he's got really good feet. You can hit him and he just doesn't go down. The first touchdown he scored last year in the season opener was one of the better plays I saw all season. Just his ability to keep his balance going into the end zone on a play that most human beings would have gone backwards 5 yards, and he just kept his balance and kept going forward. Stacy Gage is phenomenal. He's one of the best running backs at the Orlando camp. He's going to be one of the best running backs wherever he goes. He's one of the best running backs in the country. I remember seeing him at IMG a couple years ago, and he put a spin move on in their inner squad scrimmage in the spring. It was a thing of absolute beauty. I mean, it was like poetry in motion. So, you know, for them to have those two guys in the same backfield, I was joking with one of their staff guys a couple weeks ago that they know they only have one ball to go around because there's so much talent on that field. And they got Robinson, they got Madison. I mean, that's two of the best wide receivers in the country. So, I think it's an embarrassment of riches, but I also feel bad about the guy who's got to figure out who the ball goes to every play.
Yeah, well, that's Wesley Carroll. He's the offensive coordinator, so that's on him. John, let everybody know how they can follow you from the websites and also from your social media.
Yeah, you know, anything on our USA Today network. You just mentioned one of our associates, Palm Beach Post, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, anything in the Panhandle. You know, my hometown, Port St. Lucie, we're in all those papers. And at John Santucci, JonSantucci on Twitter.
Good stuff. John, thanks so much. We'll run into each other, I know, quite a bit over the next couple of months. And as always, man, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. John Santucci does an awesome job, man. He knows his stuff, and every single part of the state works extremely hard. And as he said, he's in like 8 or 9 different publications around the state. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. The new head coach at Miami Northwestern, Michael Lee Harris, is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.